Hello, hello. Let's keep this short. By the way, nice to see you again. I've been on a break. I'm still on a break. But I just couldn't help myself today. Christian Post. Catholics urge Cardinal Dolan to perform exorcism after sacrilegious funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral. A lot of this article I am not going to cover. I'll link it at skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com, where you can log into your Discuss account, Discuss Away. If you like, you can send me an email at skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. The interesting thing here is that there was a funeral held for a trans person who had a very checkered background, and it drew hundreds of celebrants, and the church describes their behavior as sacrilegious. Okay, I don't care. None of that interests me. Church, it's your fantasy club. You can make whatever rules you want to. You can call anything sacrilegious that you like. Don't care. Honestly, I think the church made a mistake in allowing the funeral there at St. Patrick's Cathedral anyway, because you should have anticipated what was going to happen. You should have looked into it. But the interesting thing is that the petitioners are not calling on the person who granted this funeral to be fired. That's not it at all. And so I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all. By the way, the person says that they were deceived and, you know, certain information was withheld and they didn't know it was going to happen, blah, 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 whatever. This is a high-profile person. You could have looked into it and you could have anticipated. So shame on you. Also, shame on the people who wanted their funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Because why? You could have had that funeral anywhere. You could have held it anywhere. It would have been a great deal. It was a very intentional thing to have it at a very high-profile church in New York. And yes, the person was Catholic. Excuse me. The person was Catholic. You could have held it at a smaller, less-known Catholic church. They wanted to have a high-profile funeral. They wanted to stink up a big Catholic church. I do not approve of this, okay? You just should have had it somewhere else. That said, it's not the trans group, it's not their fault that their application was accepted. They shouldn't have applied. The church shouldn't have granted it. We wouldn't have a story. But mistakes were made. And the Catholics are not calling for the firing of the person who granted it. I just don't understand that aspect at all. I need help understanding that. But the petition is asking the leader of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York to perform an exorcism. What the heck? So they performed some, it was not like it was some satanic event, but it was certainly very much not Catholic and very much, I think, inappropriate for a religious venue. But why do we think that it would have invoked the demonic? Why would that invoke the demonic any more than some profligate sinner going into a Catholic church and taking communion with the rest of the church? How is that not also defiling the church? Because I don't know. Once again, I don't get it. But with this event, it was so bad. These people apparently believe that demonic activity took place, and that demons are still in the church and they need an exorcism. Now, there's more to this story. Like I said, I'm not going to read it all. However, I will read a couple of bits and then we got to go. Here's a bit of the petition, I think. Noting that Jesus was filled with zeal for God's house when he cast out money changers from the temple with a whip. The petition added, "The least that your eminence can do is make reparation and offer exorcism prayers in St. Patrick's Cathedral, lest this evil be met with lukewarm indifference." Now, here's the kicker. Let me get down here. Petition also, no. Sorry. Long article. I'm skipping through. The Archdiocese of New York indicated that it had already held a mass of reparation in a statement published over the weekend by St. Patrick Cathedral's pastor, the Reverend somebody, who announced at the Cardinal's directive, "We have offered an appropriate mass of reparation." So they've already done the thing. But what about Catholic law? Does Catholic law require something more? Here in the article, according to the Roman Catholic Church's Code of Canon Law, sacred places are violated by gravely injurious actions done in them with scandal to the faithful, actions which, in the judgment of the local ordinary, are so grave and contrary to the holiness of that place that it is not permitted to carry on worshiping in them until the damage is repaired by a penitential rite according to the norm of the liturgical books. Okay, once again, we can talk about the madness of all this. It doesn't matter. Your clubhouse, you can do what you want to. But the head of that church already did that. He already did that. I suspect all these petitioners know that he already did it. So why are they calling for a separate exorcism? What does this mean? What does this mean for the church? Who's in the right? Are the people, the petitioners, in the right? Is the head of the church, the hierarchy, are they in the right? Is church law just based on mob rule? Do we have any indication that there's any demonic presence in the church? I mean, so superstitious is the church. This is the modern day. This is in New York. Okay. It's not in one of those, as Donald Trump might say, shithole countries. New York might be a shithole country. I'm not sure. It's in New York today. They're so superstitious. They need an exorcism to feel good about it. This is real Christianity, folks. Real Christianity, boots on the ground, butts in the pews. Christianity, will someone please explain what is going on here? Because I really don't get it. As I said before, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account, discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.